All right, different subject, automotive news. UAW workers ratify the Ford contract. And talk about accidental leaks. Ford accidentally leaks its own Mustang photos. And what is this? An electric, high-powered Mustang SUV? Phoebe Wall Howard, reporter on the Automotive Beat, Detroit Free Press, Freep.com. Welcome, Phoebe. And so, seems like Ford did not have nearly the contractual dispute that General Motors had.
Oh, my gosh. So, first of all, obviously, General Motors survived a six-week strike. Ford sailed through. They did in 3 days what it took much longer for General Motors. And of course, now we're watching very closely Fiat Chrysler, the maker of Jeep. We know that the Ram truck is selling more than Chevy Silverado, and workers see Fiat Chrysler is just making money hand over fist and trying to figure out how workers will be compensated in their four-year contract. So a strike, a second strike that could affect the United States with these workers is a very real possibility and something we're monitoring closely.
Another strike. Wow. Okay. And what about the leaked Mustang photos? What happened?
So the Mustang Mach-E is, of course, Ford Motor Company's answer to the Tesla Y, a small SUV, electric, and what everyone considers the future of automobiles. Obviously, there was a huge release in Los Angeles, the unveiling of the Mach-E Sunday night. But the photos leaked 3 days earlier. Someone at Ford Motor Company put up a site to prepare to take early orders, and in doing so, must have hit an accidental print button and released publicly. And of course, you know, the reporters grabbed images. Jalopnik was on that and distributed that immediately. And a number of us put stories out on, someone said, you know, did Ford do that intentionally to gin up interest? And I would respectfully submit that while that can be a tactic, a fake mistake, in this case, this was a multi-million-dollar launch with Hollywood actor Idris Elba. It's huge. It was confidential for ever. So that was a really big deal. $45,000 vehicle going on sale in 1 year. But everyone is watching to see, you know, will Tesla and Ford give each other a run? Right now, Tesla's doing very well. Of course, this vehicle will be made in Mexico. It is the first Mustang that will not be built in the United States. So that's a big pivot.
Well, you do get an impression, though, that we are crossing that line where the major auto companies are not just doing electric vehicles to fulfill requirements, but they really have their souls in doing them for future profitability and success.
You also saw in California this week that the state of California said they won't be purchasing for fleet any vehicles made by General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, because they don't appreciate the fact that those companies have formed alliances with the administration in challenging air quality. So California has made a public commitment to Volkswagen, Ford, and others who are saying, you know, air quality issues are a priority for us. One other big news development, of course, everyone is watching what will happen to the immediate past president of the United Auto Workers.
Yes.
This corruption scandal is every single day new developments. And he, of course, Gary Jones, stepped down not too long ago, just a few weeks. And we're waiting to see what the federal government plans to do as they have more than a dozen convictions and guilty pleadings so far in this big corruption scandal.
Yeah, certainly people automotive following it, but also other folks too. Thank you, Phoebe. Appreciate the time.
Fantastic. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Phoebe Wall Howard, reporter on the Automotive Beat, in particular covering Ford and the Detroit Free Press, Freep.com, live here on Delaware.